This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Welcome back to the sound of the night shift right here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Music, movies and what's on is what we talk about, of course. And we're heading to the cinema next with a young man who's really making himself a big name in the world of film. We have Simonish Brakbar, who's joining us on the show. You've got a screen name as well. What's that?
Simon Boy.
Simon Boy, okay. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself. And I know you're still studying, aren't you? Where are you studying?
So I study in GEMS Metropole School, so in Motor City. So I'm in my last year. I'm in year 13 now, so I'm graduating this year.
Cool, okay. What are you going to graduate in? Any ideas?
Oh, I'm still in high school.
Okay.
So after that, I hope to study film and like do my undergrad in film, maybe in New York or Toronto, hopefully.
Right. So let's talk about your film, because one of them has just won some awards at various international film festivals. Tell me about this film that's getting so much hype.
So the film I recently released is called Metanoia.
Yeah.
So it's basically about how this little boy, how he learns about what he can do to help the environment, even though he's not financially able to contribute money towards charities. So it's basically a film to, you know, to remind everybody about, regardless of your financial status, you should be able to contribute in any sort of way to help the environment.
Mm-hmm. Where did that idea come from?
I think we're all on social media,
And
then we see a lot of celebrities donating massive checks to charities. So I want to take a twist on that and antagonize the celebrity and show how, okay, they might be donating massive checks to these charities, but then they aren't doing like the simple things that they can do themselves to protect the environment. So we show how the celebrity in the film, she throws a plastic cup on the beach. So like, you know, like the smallest of things that we as a society can do to protect the environment. So we want to show how little boy, even though he's poor, even though he doesn't have a lot of money, we're trying to show how he learns and understands what he can do himself to protect the environment.
Yeah, and it probably means as much, you know, for someone like that pretty much has nothing, you know, to help as the celebrity. So where did you shoot this? Talk me through the filming of it.
So we shot like two of the scenes in Dubai, and then the rest of the scenes were shot in Chennai in India.
Right.
So we had a day to shoot the scenes here, and then I spent a week in India just filming every day, 12 hours every day, and then we got everything done here.
Cool. Where were the locations in Dubai?
So we filmed the Czech scene of the film in Sheraton Grand Sheikh Zayed.
Okay.
And then we filmed like the beach scene in Kite Beach.
Nice. Was it very different than going down to Chennai and, you know, actually filming there? I mean, what difficulties did you come up against? You know, were there any issues that you had to deal with?
Surprisingly, I think the most difficult item or prop to find in India was a plastic cup, at least in Chennai, because they banned like plastic cups.
Yeah.
So we had to go all the way to the outskirts to find a plastic cup and bring it in. But then, no, it was, I think, casting the main character, which was the little boy, was the toughest part, because I wanted someone who was actually naive about the whole situation of the environment. And this boy, he wasn't the most privileged, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So casting him and making him experience the whole film thing was like really
I bet
fun.
He loved it,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
What led you to that particular boy? Just because he didn't really have much awareness of, you know, of these problems that you're going to focus on in the film?
It's not really that. I wanted someone who had that natural innocence, like in their, you know, like who was just innocent, and his, like, he lives down the street from my aunt's place, and like, again, like he has three shirts to wear every day. He goes out to play with a school uniform, so he didn't really have much in life, but then he always had a smile on his face and he was just grateful. So, you know, that also inspired me to like just appreciate what I have.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to give like the local community an opportunity, and, you know, I felt like he had that thing in him to play the role. And
now you know, making a film is one thing, getting it to international film festivals is another. So tell me about your journey from when you got the finished film to getting it out there into these festivals.
We finished the film early January this year, and then it was just about sending the film and sending the film to as many festivals as we could around the world. And then the first festival, we got rejected first. The first festival that got back to us rejected us. But then, you know, we obviously that didn't let any of us down. And then we got four wins instantly in the Calcutta International Cult Film Festival in India. And then we also got nominated amongst 5,000 other films for the Golden Fox Awards in India as well. So,
wow.
Yeah. So
you must be very pleased with that.
Yeah, yeah? That was like mind-blowing, yeah. But then I think gradually we slowly started picking awards, and we ended up as a best trailer in the finalist category in Italy, and then we got an International Mention Award in Paris. So then, it drastically took off.
So I mean, now you're winning, you know, these festivals and getting recognition. What's the plan for you now with your filmmaking?
There's nothing much has changed. I think I just want to keep continuing to make films that have meaning, stories that aren't really spoken about, and you know, just like films that would probably inspire other teenagers like me to continue to pursue their passion, because I feel as teenagers we don't share our passion because we have that fear of getting judged by society.
Yeah.
So then, no, as long as I inspire, as long as my content inspires more people to share their work, then yeah, I think I've done my job.
Great. Have you got any ideas in the pipeline? Anything in the, you know, in your head that you want to perhaps make? You know, maybe this year.
I might want to make a film with disability about special needs children.
Okay.
Because I feel there's a lot to talk about there, a lot of aspects that aren't focused on, and how they are quite like, you know, ignored by our like us people. So yeah, maybe a film about them. Yeah.
Yeah, I admire you for touching these topics, because you know they're not easy to handle. I mean, you know, I'm guessing a lot of teenagers want to go out and make a superhero movie or something. You know? But you're really, you know, touching on topics that you know, that are perhaps, as you say, ignored by a lot of filmmakers.
Yeah, I think like obviously maybe once after I graduate or whatever, maybe like I feel like as filmmakers we shouldn't be worried about. I think most people want to make these superhero movies because it fetches you a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
But then I think in my mind right now, I'm not really worried about the money. I'm more worried about the fact that I think we need more films that have more value in them. You know, we need more people to get inspired. We need more people to share their stories, because I'm sure so many people have so many amazing stories, but then the fact that they just scared to share them. So, you know, like, we just need more authentic stories as well.
And what about you as a filmmaker, you know, as your craft develops? I mean, you must have learned a lot from this film. You know, do you kind of realize that, you know, your craft and your talent is improving all the time?
Oh, 100%. For Metanoia, I had to learn so many new editing effects to get so many like subtle effects. If you watch the film, every sound you hear was edited in post, so none of it is real. None of it is from the actual recordings and the location itself. So I had to learn how to do sound design. I had to do a bit of Foley. So you know, like it's interesting, because I think the best part about filmmaking is you always learn.
Yep.
There's no stop to it.
Yeah, yeah. Where can people see this film?
It's on YouTube. It's in my YouTube channel called Simon Boy. So that's S-I-M-O-N /B-O-I. So yes, please give it a watch.
We will do. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. And I'm going to look out for you. I think I've got a feeling you're going to be the Steven Spielberg of the next generation.
Thank you so much, Simon Boy.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.